Welcome to the course, Project Risk Management During Pre-Award. I'm Donna, a senior project leader at Quintiles. You remember Alex, the new project leader allocated to a worldwide pharma project. His project is in the pre-award phase. In this course, you will see Alex collaborating with various internal stakeholders to identify the risks triggered during the pre-award phase and put the risk response plans in place. This course will take you around 20 minutes to complete. It will help you identify some of the key risks triggered at the pre-award phase of a project and plan risk responses for the identified risks. What should Alex do? That's right. Reviewing the pre-award risk assessment would help Alex get a better understanding of the risks at this stage and prepare better for the bid defense. This will further help him while he reviews and updates the risk log at later stages. Robust risk management is fundamental to good project management. An important and early step in this process is the dialogue between the TSL and the project leader. There could be a better option. While Teresa may be well-versed with her responsibilities, it is the project leader's responsibility to review and update the risk log at later stages. Missing out on reviewing the pre-award risk assessment could lead Alex to miss out on some major details about the project that could lead to serious consequences later. Moreover, having an understanding of the risks identified at this stage would help Alex prepare better for the bid defense. Robust risk management is fundamental to good project management. An important and early step in this process is the dialogue between the TSL and the project leader. How should the risk around competing studies be documented? That's right. Risk metalanguage helps to improve the quality of risk descriptions and to ensure that the risk process stays focused on real risks. The risk description is divided into three parts: cause, event, and effect. This statement identifies the strategy selection of countries does not take into account the impact of known competing studies on patient enrollment as the cause, recruitment will take longer than projected as the event, and lead to a delay in database lock as the effect. There could be a better option. Risk metalanguage helps to improve the quality of risk descriptions and to ensure that the risk process stays focused on real risks. The risk description is divided into three parts: cause, event, and effect. This statement identifies the strategy selection of countries does not take into account the impact of known competing studies on patient enrollment as the cause, and lead to a delay in database lock as the effect. The event is missing. Which risk response plan seems to be the most appropriate for the risk around competing studies? That's right. That is a good additional risk response plan. It would boost the profile of the project and help ensure that the sites prioritize enrollment of patients to the Worldwide Pharma project. Additionally, Alex should collaborate with Gerald, the clinical lead, to produce regular newsletters for sites. This would not only keep them posted about the project's status, but also motivate them to recruit more patients to the Worldwide Pharma project. There could be a better option. This is not a very proactive response plan. The sites identified include several key opinion leaders that Worldwide Pharma wishes to have associated with the project. The countries selected also include reference to Worldwide Pharma's longer-term marketing approval strategy. There could be a better option. While the customer has to be kept in loop about the potential risks, Alex cannot get away with only capturing this risk. He needs to have a risk response plan in place as part of the full process for managing this risk. Which risk response plan seems to be the most appropriate for the risk around complex protocol with multiple outpatient visits? That's right. It makes sense to include reimbursement for travel and meals for the patients in the per-patient budget. This should minimize the impact to patients. This information would need to be specified in the informed consent form. Alex should further confirm that the countries selected as part of the delivery strategy don't have a history of rejecting projects with additional patient reimbursements. There could be a better option. If Alex doesn't assign a risk response plan at this stage, he would not know what to do if this risk is realized and becomes an issue. he needs to have a risk response plan in place as part of the full process for managing this risk. There could be a better option. Sure, all projects do have the potential for delays in enrollment. However, not capturing this as a specific risk for this project would mean that we are not conducting robust project risk management. Hi, Alex. I thought I'll just drop by to see how your project was coming along. Oh, tell me more about this meeting. You look a little stressed out. Is everything fine? What changes are these? What do you plan to do now? What should Alex say? That's right. With the additional scope requirement, it becomes necessary that you repeat the risk management process to ensure that you have identified all potential risks. The risk library sources would help a great deal in identifying and planning for any new risks that emerge due to additional scope requirements. The risk management process should be repeated to identify and plan for risks emerging from this additional scope requirement. There could be a better option. Delaying the risk management process would not be a good idea. Identifying and planning for risks emerging as part of this additional scope could impact the budget we need to include to successfully manage this project. There could be a better option. As the scope has changed, the risk management process should be repeated to ensure that risks have been identified and planned for using best available data. Good luck with that. I'll leave you to get back to your work. Before I go, let me give you a handout of some of the best practices that I follow. Here's what I do to effectively manage risks during the pre-award phase. Review the pre-award risk assessment created by the TSL. Communicate with the proposal development team to understand the inherent risks and quintiles mitigation strategies before the bid defense. Understand contractual obligations, especially the bonus and penalty clauses. Collaborate with stakeholders and use library risk sources such as lessons learned information for similar projects, therapeutic area, indication, and sponsor. Take proactive measures to win the trust of the customer and the team. Collaborate with the stakeholders to assimilate all the project-specific documents, study them, and identify the risks around them. Collaborate with colleagues from site management and feasibility who have previously worked with sites in the proposed countries for the project. Use the gathered information to act as a prompt for identifying potential risks on the new project. Transfer the risks defined at this stage to QRPM, PPM, on project award, and use this as the basis for the initial project risk log. The project was awarded to Alex some days later. Alex has successfully completed the initial risk management process and transferred the risks to QRPM, PPM. The project will soon be ready to move into the setup-startup phase. Risk management should continue iteratively throughout the life cycle of the project. In this course, you learned about the various aspects related to risk management at Quintiles in the pre-award phase. You are now aware of some of the risks you may encounter in the pre-award phase of the project and approaches that can be used to deal with them. This should help you in practicing effective risk management. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck!